We have hard links, and we have speculation. As I said earlier, we're tracking down every lead. At this point, we're not sure he is still within Barnegat boundaries, but we're going on the assumption he is until we learn otherwise.
There have been many, many leads that have been followed, some more viable than others, but every single lead is valuable. And I speak to the public through you gentlemen and ladies when I say that if you see something, say something. I don't care if we go on 10,000 dry runs, because the 10,001st may be the one that yields fruits. And I speak for law enforcement when I say that. They have been running down every single lead with amazing dedication, and everyone is serious. You do 10 in a row, and it turns out they're nothing. And they approach the 11th one, and this is why I respect these men so much, because they'll do 10 or 20 in a row that are nothing, and they still take that next one with the same vigor as the first one. And I don't say that to be kind. I say that because they do display dedication. Many of them light on sleep and light on food over the last 24 hours.
If anyone knows what that gentleman was talking about, please let me know. Because he was just like rambling. I mean, there's an escaped prisoner. Go find him. He's like, CD95, my name is JDR, live on your Android, your iOS, Podomatic.com, iTunes, David Robinson at Blogspot.com, TomWalkerMart at your-poetry.com. We're also on the YouTube channel and on iCloud. Yeah, another escaped prisoner. Who cares? Donald Trump's going to be the next president. He'll take care of all of that. Anyway, sit back. Relax.
Thank you.
media with all the laughter, the smiling faces. You left me here with all the contradictions, lies and convictions. You left me here with all the unreal reality, all those crazy contradictions, those crazy, crazy things. You left me here. You left me here. Making life a serious thing. You left me here with someone really missing a point. It's time to spread the love and not the hate. It's time to get rid of the nonsense. Got to break it on down. Got to do the right thing. Yeah, but you left me here. You left me here. You left me here. You left me here. Oh, you left me here. Folks, here's JDR. You are listening to CD95 Live on your iTunes, your Android, your iOS, Podomatic.com, David Robinson at blogspot.com, Tawaquan at your-poetry.com. We're on the YouTube channel. That's Complaint Department on the YouTube channel. And we're also on SoundCloud. We might be on something else, you know what? But, you know, I'm on so many things I can't remember Jack. You know what, that sound bite that you heard with all those people yelling, and you know, the calm voice of the captain of that flight that ran into that turbulence. I think it was an Egyptian flight, right? Or an Ethiopian flight. And everybody's screaming. So, you know, I got to tell you, I don't know how I would handle that. Because, you know, even if I'm 50,000 feet in the air, I can maintain calmness. I'm just one of those. Yeah, you might think I'm, you know, talking crap right now. But I'm one of those people that can, you know, to chill out in a panic situation. My thing is when I have a bunch of people around me that are panicking, then my thought process just gets, you know, it gets blown apart, you know. Then all of a sudden, it's like, you know, Frank Costanza going, I lost my train of thought. You know what I mean? That's for me, that would be the bad thing. You know, like you're in a subway, the lights go out, and all of a sudden there's a big bang, and people are falling, and there's a little bit of smoke, and the first thing you have to deal with is the fact that all these people, you know, the women are yelling and screaming, and maybe people are injured, and there's oohs and ahs, and there may be kids, and somebody's yelling about save my kid, and da, da, da. It's the chaos around the situation. Sometimes the situation, as grave as it may be, is possible to overcome. But when you have all the other things around it, when you look to your left, there's this. When you look to your right, there's that. And then you got to think about where you're standing. Are you standing? Is something going to fall on your head? As a matter of fact, have you been injured? Can you walk? You know, you've got all these things to think about. And you've got all these people around you that are freaking out, in pain, all this other crap. And that is like, you know, that's what breaks me then. Because you can't get a straight... I'm not a Navy SEAL. You know what I mean? Yeah. God bless him. You know, and that was just, you know, that was just rough turbulence. You know, it was just rough turbulence. And these people were like losing their minds because that's what people do. You know? But anyway, you're listening to CD95. I'm JDR. I'll be back.
The entire population of Fort McMurray in northern Alberta, Canada has been ordered to abandon their homes after a wildfire ravaging a nearby forest moved into the area. The fire has already destroyed homes in several neighborhoods. Fort McMurray is an urban service area with a population of about 80,000 people. A mandatory evacuation notice was issued for the whole city on Tuesday after the wildfire began spreading uncontrollably. The fire first was detected on Sunday to the southwest of the residential area. It is believed to have covered more than 6,540 acres as of late Monday. Although more than 90 firefighters have been deployed to battle the fire, the situation on Tuesday has worsened due to strong winds. On Tuesday afternoon, the fire breached Highway 63, the main road out of the city. One evacuation center, in the center of town on an island on the Athabasca River, is already full. No injuries have been reported, though homes in several neighborhoods including Beacon Hill and the Centennial Trailer Park have been destroyed in the fire, CBC reported.
You can feel the heat.
Take what you need. Your passport, your ID, clothes, kids' pets. Don't worry about the big screen TV. Don't worry about anything like that. Big screen can stay. Yeah, that's all. Can't use it in the
afterlife. Lachlan, was that you?
No.
And again, mandatory evacuation. Thickwood, Wood Buffalo. Abbasan, Beacon Hill, Grayling Terrace. Head north to Neralta Lodge, about 21 kilometers.
What you're hearing now, folks, are...
from the rooftop of our house, Fort McMurray, Alberta.
People...
fire. And it's a smoke.
That are in a transfer station. You might call it a shelter. People have lost their houses, their belongings, much like past devastations in California. Now the silence, folks, this is actually, you know, these sound bites are from a YouTube channel. So they're showing people that have had, you know, that are stuck and thinking about what they've lost, people crying, others that may have, lost loved ones. It's a shame because you have many parts of the earth that are beautiful from the landscape, the geography, you know. But then again, you know, and I hate to piss those off that don't believe it, but then again, due to inclement weather, or, you know, what some call global warming, what other call, or what others call climate change. A lot of things happen. And a lot of things happen in places where you don't expect them to happen. But when they happen, you know, it is more than often big. I mean, and sometimes very big, you know. And, you know, we talk about getting together and trying to save the planet by doing certain things. And the thing about it is, you know, with big business and just people being ignorant. Because, and when I say ignorant, you know, everybody buys a smartphone and this and that and goes shopping and gets the plastic bags, you know. And there's just a whole amount of things, because if we as human beings were to simply stop and say, okay, well, we're going to just stop, then we die out. But my thing is that I think is, you know, there should be somewhere in the middle to where we're not creating too much of a chaos, because it is us
the top of the food chain that create the chaos on this planet. Nature's fine. We came in and we disrupted nature. That's what we did. We disrupted nature. Then we started to build and make money, and we fly, and we're on boats, and we're, you know, in cars, and we're doing this. And then you got the idiots that go out to places and shoot big game because they think, you know, it's really hot, you know, to show a dead animal to all their friends. I don't know. Maybe it's a penis extension. I have no idea. You know? The human race is crazy. And the world is, the planet is fine. The planet is fine. Nature is fine. It is the human beings that are tearing everything up. You know? So now we have to try to figure out, how do we make this right? And when you think about economy, inflation, millennials having kids, and, you know, trying to think about the future, and that, the planet, wildlife, that all gets lost in the translation. It gets lost in the translation because everybody's dealing with their own thing. Oh, you might give you a little $10 here, a little $20 there. I mean, we're not all millionaires. We can't, you know, give every damn month or whatever. We can't do it. Even if we wanted to do it, we couldn't do it because things just get in the way. So, you want to save the planet, you just don't know how. And then you got all these groups out there trying to tell you how to do it. Some of them, you know, I would actually say give a listen to them all. Because you can weed out the bullshit from the stuff that makes sense. You know, so listen to them all and you can, you know, you can judge for yourself what's up. You know, but it's not an easy thing. And, you know, I get it. We all have to get it. I'll be back.
lie, but that's the thing I don't buy. I just see it in your eyes, the way that you try to disguise. Ain't gonna buy you no drinks, don't wanna be the weak link. Oh, it's always a fight, but eventually I win. It's always a fight, but eventually I win.
What they're going to have to do is just let this stuff burn out. out, because no amount of water that they're going to put on it is going to do anything to contain this fire. I mean, just look at how many canisters are still to the east of them.
Hey, folks, this is JDR. You're listening to CD95. I think it's 95. Haven't I gone further? I don't know.
Multiple explosions, just watching it from a distance and, you know, just seeing how many explosions. Plus, he told us there's a firearms, still thin fire was a four-alarmer as well. So, they just try to get as much. That's how far the fire has spread there. And, yeah, as you guys have seen, as well as I've seen, multiple explosions, multiple canisters going up. You know, anywhere there's another explosion. That just probably took out a portion of the roof and along with a portion of the side as well. Oh.
It's supposed to be noxious gas as well at this fire. I mean, it's totally out of hand, and you can only hope for the best. And you can only hope that there's not that much noxious gas, toxic gas, if you want to say it that way. There's supposed to be a lot of toxic gas coming out of this fire here in Houston. It's a business facility, and for some reason it went up in flames. And there were multiple explosions. Thank God no one was hurt. No one was actually in the facility. But the damage that it might do on our environment is a different story. And, for me, listen, I'm old enough. You know, I get a couple of more years, I'm fine. But when you think about your kids and you think about the people that live in that area and, this is the only thing you can say, folks, is that, it's what life is about. It's what the world's about, you know. And like I said before, the animals in nature, they didn't put any burden on this planet. As soon as man got here, the top of the food chain, the first thing we did was start to wipe out a few animals because we needed meat. We needed protein. And now we know that we don't necessarily need meat for protein, but still, there are people out there that, like to eat meat, myself included. And there are also those out there that like to shoot animals, mistreat animals, and just be devious in a multiple amount of ways. It's not just killing animals, it's destroying the planet, it's alienating your friends, it's just being a Bernie Madoff or, some serial killer. At least you can say a serial killer may have, some problem of the brain, But I sometimes wonder which direction this society is taking. Among other societies, if you look over in the Middle East, Russia, North Korea, the only place that's really quiet is, Europe, where they fight over things like flowers. These other idiots are fighting for, total dominance. It's ridiculous, Anyway, at this point, I'm going to give out my shout-outs to the NYPD, the FDNY, my brothers and sisters in the military, all first responders, meine Freunde in Deutschland, ASPCA, North Shore Animal League, Show Your Soft Side, and Wildlife SOS, Guardians of the Voiceless, and everyone that listens to me. I might be back, I might not, but you guys have a good time, okay? All right.
Hey, Hey, why don't you ask Susan?
George's Susan?
Yeah.
Yeah, why not Susan? We should be friends with Susan. Of course! Susan! Oh, okay. I'll see you guys.
That's going to be trouble.
Why?
Jerry, don't you see this world here? This is George's sanctuary. If Susan comes into contact with this world, his worlds collide. You know what happens then?
Well, that was really a stupid thing. You know what's going to happen now?
Worlds collide.
Well, yeah.
Because this world is your sanctuary, and if that world comes in contact...
Yes, it blows up. So if you know that, what did you tell Elaine for?
I didn't know. Kramer told me about the worlds.
You couldn't figure out the world's theory for yourself? It's just common sense. Anybody knows you gotta keep your worlds apart.
Did you just say vault?
Yeah, why? Did I use it wrong?
You got that from Elaine.
Yeah. So what?
Well, it's a little strange. You're gonna start to talk like Elaine from now on?
I don't know. Anyway, I thought we'd all go to a movie on Friday.
We'd all go to a movie on Friday? This is not good. Worlds are colliding. George is getting upset. You're killing independent George. You know that, don't you?
George, I don't even want to get...
You know what one Susan used last night? Vault!
So?
She got that from you.
Well, I didn't tell her to say it.
What, is she the only girl in the whole world? Why can't you find your own girl?
I like her.
You see? You see? You see what I'm talking about? It's all just slipping away. And you're letting it happen.
Hey, Georgie boy, over here.
One, two, three, four.
Susan?
Oh, I don't know. I couldn't hear anything. You talked the whole movie. Oh, well, come on. You want to go grab a bite to eat?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. Why not? Well, you know, all you guys ever do is sit around the coffee shop talking, sit around Jerry's apartment talking. And frankly, I don't know how you can stand it.
The three of them laughing at me together, laughing and lying.
Thank you. We all desperately want to be happy, and like Will Smith portrayed, happiness isn't guaranteed. We have to pursue it. And I'd like to live in a world where happiness is as easy as buying a soda in a vending machine, but it's harder than that. Unlike a math test, there's no right answer when it comes to depression, but I know what it feels like. And it's more than just not being happy. It's like you can't bring yourself to be happy. You look at the things that you once really loved and enjoyed and you just can't find enjoyment in them anymore. Sometimes you can't eat, sometimes you can't sleep, and sometimes you can't even move. And then your friends get mad at you because you don't go out as often or you don't want to respond to text messages. You just can't hold a conversation and suddenly you're the problem, you're the downer. And you really want to. You really want to. You really want to go out to the bar and you really want to go out and have fun, but your body just doesn't allow you to. As if something inside you is just forcing you to be down. Like that's the normal thing to do and everybody else just doesn't get it. And it's not that you ignore people because you don't like them. It's just you don't want to go through the same conversation over and over again. Want to go out? No, I'm not feeling that well. Why? What's wrong? What can I do to help? And that's the problem. You don't even know what you want. You don't even know what's gonna make you feel better. You just feel trapped. And then what doesn't help is the people trying to tell you how to feel, or what to feel, or giving you solutions that you know aren't gonna work. And they get frustrated because they wanna help you, but they can't. And the words that made you feel this way, the words that make you hate the person that you are, just get louder. And all within a matter of moments, it feels like you're drowning. And outside, there's just so much light and everything is so bright and you just wish that somebody could just dim the lights, please. You try to ask yourself what happened between now and then, but sometimes there is no explanation. You could have everything you want in the world and still feel like you have nothing. Depression is indiscriminate. It doesn't matter how much or how little you have in your life. It can find you. And now supposedly we lost Robin Williams. I don't know if it's accurate that he took his own life or that the cause was depression, but if it was, it just proves that one of the funniest men in the entire world could not defeat the monster that is depression. It's not a joke. Look, the only reason I know how this feels is because I've been there, I've lost a best friend to it, and back then I was ignorant to the feeling. I tried to ask him what he needed from me, but he didn't know. And yeah, I got frustrated because I couldn't help the person that I cared about. And then when I figured it out, it was too late. But if I could go back and have one more conversation with him before he did it, this is what I would say. I'm not a miracle worker and I can't promise you much. I can't make the words go away. I can't make you love yourself. I can't give you an appetite to eat, and I can't just magically make you sleep. I can't turn back time and magically explain what happened between now and then. I know there's a lot of light outside and I can't dim the lights, but I've got a room we can hide in. And anything you need outside, I could bring it to you. I can't turn down the volume, and I know the outside world gets really loud, but we can close the windows. What I can do is I could wait right here with you until you're ready. We can talk all day, or I could just sit here and be silent. I could be across the room, or I could be right next to you. We could play Mario Party or listen to music. You can use my face to practice your makeup, or if you want to hit something, just not my face because you just did my makeup. We can do whatever you want. Just as long as you know that when we leave this room and we re-enter the world, we're going to do it together. And I'm not going anywhere. Called off work, told my friends I couldn't kick it. I brought some movies, my laptop, some video games. I've got entertainment, or I could just sit here and talk to you. It doesn't matter what we're doing. But throughout the duration of you feeling this way, I'm going to be right here until you feel better. And when you're ready, you and I will re-enter the world together. Okay? Just before you do anything, you let me know. I'll see you guys.